When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And then now we head a long way west, speaking of superstars. It's always great to chat to this man. He's a jet. Good morning to you, Terry.
Good morning to you, Miles. How are you?
I'm well. What's this heat business? I was nearly going to ring up Gostradamus and say, you've all gone soft, and then I was going to pop the crowds over there in the sport and get him really fired up, but... It obviously is very hot. What's it, 40 degrees or something in Perth today?
Yeah, it's not good conditions for a very fair-skinned punter over here, Miles. It's getting burnt at 3 a.m. type stuff for me at the moment. So I've just locked all the doors, put all the blinds down. I've applied sunscreen four times today, and it's currently 7:27 a.m. So, she's warm. I still think they're playing the cricket, though. I think the Scorchers are still playing at midday, so they're going to be out in the...
That's hot.
And the summer, it's 2020 cricket. They're not doing all that much, are they?
No. Bowl
a couple of overs.
Hey,
you could play three games in a day.
I know Geraldton's a long way, but surely it's warmer up there.
5 hours.
Surely it's warmer up there than it is in Perth.
Well, it's funny, isn't it? Logistically, I was thinking, hang on, it's 5 hours north. Like, that's closer to the equator. Now, I'm no meteorologist, Miles. But I would have thought it's going to be, if it's 41, 42 here, it's going to be 110 there. But no, I think it's low 30s. So there you go. I'm a bit disappointed, actually. I loved this meeting tomorrow. And it's been abandoned completely, apart from one or two they're going to put on Wednesday. But... I thought they'd just move it to Monday because it's 34:35 on Monday, and it's so that's fine. And there's usually only trials on, which they could shift to Tuesday morning. I don't know. I'm very surprised we aren't just running the meeting just in a day or two. So I'm a little bit flat, actually. Well, what do normal people do on Saturdays without horse racing?
I don't know. You could watch the Magic Millions, and I can send you a set and have a go if you want. But
I the only thing about the Magic Millions I really enjoy is the comical tweets about the repetitive lines we're hearing over and over again. Cracking type, young runner.
Oh,
blah blah
precocious,
blah.
Girthy. No. What's the other one? Scopey. Oh, he's a Scopey.
Oh, Scopey.
Yeah.
Cult.
Scopey filly. And then you ask someone, "What's Scopey?" And they, oh.
I just want, it's like one time you just want to get a trainer on your show or something, and they go, so you must be really excited it trained on well. No, actually, I don't think it has. It hasn't eaten, doesn't want to be there, but we're going to race anyway, you know? Like, no one's actually going to say that. So you go on, obviously not these days, Miles, but back in the day, you'd go on a Tinder and someone says, I love my fitness, love my family. You just want someone to go, no, I'm not really into the gym. I prefer to eat McDonald's. I don't
get
like
out of bed
socialize
at 10.
At all, but get out of bed at 10 on a good day, you know? Theory, man, but anyway. We're not going to cop that so often.
Stop describing me, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. I was just reading your bio.
Yeah. What have you got for me today? Have you got anything for us?
Oh, a little bit, mate. I'm not Jerry's a jurisdiction. I'm a little bit cold on at the moment. I've had a tough Jerry season. I'm really focusing on Albany tomorrow. It's Fitzpatrick Plate Day, but there's a couple I don't mind at Jerry today.
Well, if you do the Jero quickly, and then you can squeeze Albany in.
All right, Albany.
Albany.
Get your ocker out.
Yeah.
Race two today, number two at Geraldton, the horse called Stay Astern. Been stiff. I think it's drawn outside 10 at four of its last five. And the other one, it should have won two starts ago. Got chopped in half last start. A couple come from the city, which means instead of getting $2.50, we're getting about $4.55. So keen to have something in the maiden there, Miles. In race number five, horse number seven, Townsville. I'm sure it's pretty warm as well. It's got to be warm in Townsville, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Human. Yeah, I would say. It's a very, very weak race. Race number five there. Devil Girl was a really nice run at its first start, and Geraldton should be fitter. Looks the main danger. Needs time's going all right, but it's a very weak race. And Vicky Korver, besides Aussie Gallardi, those two hoops are riding Geraldton extremely well at the moment. So if you're stuck for jockeys to follow at Geraldton, they're the two. So if one of those two win, we'll have a winning day. That's the plan. Miles, race two, number two, Stays Zern, and race five, number seven, Townsville.
Are you going to share Albany with us? Albany, or
yeah, we can do. I don't like to share them before the odds come
no,
in.
No, do you want to come on tomorrow morning on the Sunday?
Yeah,
mate,
of course.
Let's
I'm in a bit of a health gig at the moment, so I'll be fresh as a daisy tomorrow morning. You don't usually speak to me on a Sunday morning fresh as a daisy, so
all right.
Yeah, get us on tomorrow morning. I really like the card, so I'm going to be a bit half-assed at Jerry today and really load into Albany tomorrow.
No, perfect. Albany, I'll get it right. Albany tomorrow. I'll talk there to you then, go. My friend. Thank you so much for joining
Wonderful.
Us.
See you, mate.
Terry Layton, the superstar from the West. Go follow him at Perth Racing Guru. He's a jet. At news time on the other side of this. Heath Pope, Sam Williams, plenty more to come on the show. Tom Wood from the Hong Kong Jockey Club, of course. And then we get into race card a little bit later on. This is Winners on your Saturday morning.